USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell wrapped up 2 days of testifying on Capitol Hill. Following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase, Powell's saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Supreme Court's 6-3 conservative majority struck down a New York state law that requires gun owners to show reason when applying for a concealed weapons permit. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul criticizes the timing of the decision.
It's particularly painful that this came down at this moment when we're still dealing with families in pain from mass shootings that have occurred. The loss of life, their beloved children and grandchildren.
The Biden administration is expected to soon announce a new aid package for Ukraine. Multiple reports say it could be worth up to $500 million. It would reportedly include high-mobility artillery rocket systems. That's in addition to new artillery ammo. The war between Russia and Ukraine is hitting the four-month mark. This as New York City is sending a large shipment of more than 70 pallets of critical supplies to Ukraine, such as hospital beds, medical supplies, and food rations. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The president is calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax through the end of summer in an effort to reduce gas prices. Appearing on Fox News, New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says pausing the federal gas tax is a short-term solution.
This is not going to solve the problem, which is Joe Biden appeasing the radical left, trying to move away from our natural resources.
The president says he believes the United States had to sanction Russian oil so they face consequences for their invasion of Ukraine. The NFL is mourning the loss of a former player and broadcaster.
First off, don't be afraid to fail. If you want something, you better go and get it. Nobody's going to knock at your door and just go and say, here you go, here's a briefcase of money, you're successful. It ain't going to work.
NFL legend Tony Siragusa has died at 55 years old. His former Baltimore Ravens teammate Jamal Lewis confirmed on Wednesday. It's a sad day to be a Raven, he said. A cause of death has not been released. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NBA draft is set for Thursday night at the Barclays Center in New York City. Auburn forward Jamari Smith Jr. is expected to be the first player selected, with the Orlando Magic currently in possession of the number one pick. The Oklahoma City Thunder and Houston Rockets round out the top three. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.